Addie Hooker with the Audubon Wheelers joining us here today. As she has announced, she's going to be heading to Mount Mercy to continue her volleyball career and also continue her education as well. And Addie, I'll tell you what, it's always a blast getting a chance to talk with you. I appreciate you sitting down with us here for a little bit today, and congratulations on getting this decision made.
Yeah, thank you. It's always good to talk to you too, and it's great to have this fun decision made.
Yeah. How much pressure has been lifted off of you now that you know for sure, or is it something that you felt that you've known for a while and that kind of lifted the pressure maybe weeks ago?
Yeah, I felt like I've kind of known for a little bit this is the direction I wanted to head, but now that it's finally decided, I'm just kind of a weight off the shoulders and looking forward to big things ahead.
When did you make the decision, and were you just kind of waiting for volleyball to end to make it official?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. And I wanted to go to a couple games of Mount Mercy and just see how the coaches interacted with the players, how the players interacted, all that kind of thing. And I went to the game, and it kind of just sealed the deal once I saw how they kind of ran their program.
What was it then that sealed the deal? What did you see?
I just saw a lot of respect for the coach, a lot of respect for the girls from the coach. I thought it's just a really great program. They've had a lot of success and a lot of buy-in, so I thought something I would love to be a part of.
Now, there's a family connection there. I didn't know about it until you and I were chatting before the interview today. Your family's got a little history with Mount Mercy.
Yes, they do. So my mom actually studied nursing at Mount Mercy and played college softball, so she kind of led me in that direction. I mean, she didn't have any idea that this would be how I turned out, but she had only great say about Mount Mercy and her experience, so thought I could follow in her footsteps a little bit that way.
So what was her reaction when you announced and told her that you were going there?
Yeah, she was really excited. She knew that there were great things there, and she felt very comfortable sending me there and knew that I was going to be in great hands.
Let's talk about the whole process. You've been an outstanding setter for years this year, even taking it to a higher level than what you had played in previous years. So when did you start thinking of college volleyball as something you wanted to do? When did you start hearing from colleges?
Yeah, so I kind of started sophomore year. I was like, if I want to play college volleyball, I should probably get some club time in. So I first started at club at Premier, and then it was just a long drive, and then luckily Fusion opened back up with Coach Lang, so I knew that if I wanted to play college volleyball, I needed to play some sort of club, so that kind of led me to that direction, and I just fell in love more with volleyball, and I knew that I definitely wanted to continue after high school, and high school seasons made my decision a lot easier. It was so much fun playing with that, and I just didn't want my volleyball career to end yet. So.
What is it about volleyball then? Your mom was a college softball player. What is it about volleyball that you fell in love with?
Yeah, I love the team aspect of volleyball. I love how energetic volleyball can be and how exciting it always is. And you just have to, it's a game of momentum and a game of energy. And I think it's so fun when you have a team that brings all that and have a lot of success from that.
Why were the Wheelers so successful this year? You guys had your best year in about 7-8 years.
Yeah, it was a really great season. We had a lot of great athletes and great talent. Everybody really bought in, and everybody was working so hard in practice. We had great coaches, and Maddie Nielsen, gosh, she's been amazing, and I've been so lucky to be able to play with her and grow with her over the years. I think our connection was super strong this year after playing together for how long? I mean, since Little League we've been playing, so having that connection with her and Harlow out of the middle was just really great to see.
You're so humble. Where did you get that from? Because every time we honored you a few times this year with, you know, player of the game or player of the week, you know, an athlete of the week, but you always give everybody else the credit. Where'd you get your humbleness from?
Oh gosh. Probably my mom. She's a very humble person, I would say. And yeah, always thinking about others.
Well, that's awesome. You're an incredible young lady, so that's awesome to hear that. I do have to ask, you talked about, you know, going and playing for Fusion, and I know Coach Lang very well. She used to coach down at Audubon years ago, and I coached in club with her for a few years. So she was a great setter in her high school and college days. So how much getting working with her do you think has helped you a little bit, getting to kind of focus one-on-one sometimes with somebody that's got that much experience?
Yeah, she has helped me so much. I can't even express how much I'm grateful for Molly. She's been so helpful. She just knows every little thing that there is to know about setting, which has helped me immensely. Yeah, she's just the best. I've been really enjoyed working with her and being able to grow as a setter and having her be able to say, okay, you need to do this, this, and this, and just being able to have an open relationship with her and helping me as much as possible has been really great.
So where have you grown as a setter? What have the college coaches talked to you about? Where do you still need to get better?
Yeah, so I think my leadership on the floor has grown a lot over the past couple years. I think that's really important role as a setter, as you're kind of controlling the floor and controlling who gets the ball and when. I could improve on just my technique sometimes, but yeah.
Let's talk again about recruiting. You mentioned that your sophomore year, you started kind of thinking you wanted to play in college volleyball. That's why you got into the club scene. Who were the first schools you reached out to? Who were the first schools that began reaching out to you?
Yeah, so I was looking over in the Cedar Rapids area. So I reached out to Mount Mercy and Coe College and even Grandview. Yeah, and then they all kind of reached out back to me. It was really only between the three of those that I was making my decision from.
Did you get a chance to visit all three of them?
I did. I got a chance to visit all three and watch a couple of games. So that was really fun.
What stood out for you for all three of the trips? And then what was it that kind of finalized Mount Mercy as your place?
Yeah, so it was really great to see. I mean, they all have really great volleyball programs. It was fun to see their nursing programs also, which is what I'm intending to study. Coe's nursing program didn't wow me as much as Mount Mercy's nursing program, and I figured I should probably make my decision based off of academics. And then Grandview's nursing program was also really great. Their volleyball program was good. I actually watched the game versus Mount Mercy and Grandview, and Mount Mercy ended up winning. So I was like, well, maybe that's fine. Maybe that's to do. But yeah, they were all great colleges, all had a lot of great success, but at the end of the day, Mount Mercy had the best nursing program, I felt, and I really liked their volleyball program.
So you mentioned that the academics was probably where you should lean to make that choice. Where did that come from as well? Is that a mom and a dad thing where the academics is very important to you?
Yeah, academics, I feel, is very important to me. I've always strived academically. I've always wanted to be the best academically that I can, and I know that that's going to be my future career someday and my entire future, whereas volleyball is kind of a perk to being at a small school and being able to study nursing at the same time.
So nursing is one of those you can get into a lot of different areas. What do you have something you want to focus on yet? Or is that something that once you get into the nursing program, you'll figure out which direction maybe you want to go?
I'm kind of going to figure out the direction I want to go once I get there. I really think any sort of nursing is right up my alley. My mom's actually a nurse too, so she's kind of helped me lean that direction as well, just seeing how happy she is and how much she loves her job. So something in the nursing field, I'm not quite sure what yet, but I'll figure that out as it goes, I think.
Have you got to tag along with mom to go to any of the events or you know, nursing things and the stuff? Is that where the love of nursing kind of helped develop as well?
Yeah, kind of. I just know how I just look up to my mom a lot, and I know how much she loves her job and how all the fun experiences that she shared. So I think that really kind of helped me lean towards nursing, and I've always loved helping people and just making a difference in people's lives. So I think nursing would be a great path for me.
Addie, I know sometimes for kids, I've talked to a lot of you guys and gals over the years that have signed to go on. It's not easy when you have to reach out to the coaches that you're not going to. So how was that for you? And then on the spin side of that, did you go down and tell the Mount Mercy coaches that day that you were at that meet and watch them defeat Grandview?
Yeah, so I actually told them the second time I went to watch them at Mount Mercy is when I officially committed. So it was really hard to tell the other coaches that, hey, sorry, I made this decision, but they were both very supportive and very positive people and very excited for me as just an individual, and knowing that they were a little bummed, but they knew that I would still be successful.
What was the reaction from the Mount Mercy coaches?
She was very excited, yeah. Super happy and really looking forward to a great couple years ahead.
So what is the goal for you? What's the plan for you there? What kind of conversations have you had with her about what they're expecting from you and where you can fit into the program?
Yeah, they're expecting just great leadership, being a setter, hopefully working my way up to the varsity level. There's a few setters ahead of me, but I think enough work and practice, I'll be right there with them. So she said, just always be better than the girl next to you. Always strive to be better and strive to do your best every day. So she stressed effort a lot, which I think I put a lot of effort into all the things that I do. So hopefully I'll be able to fit in just great with everybody.
So how big of a breath did you take and relax once you made that decision and told them?
Yeah, super big, man. It was a great, great decision. Great weight off my shoulders. And yeah, it felt right. So just super grateful that I was able to connect with the coaches, connect with even some nursing professors, and just make that final decision.
So you still got club volleyball season coming up, playing for Molly again, if I understand correctly. And then you got track and you've got softball. So what's the goals for you finishing out your high school sports career?
Yeah, I'm just hoping to have a lot of success in the next season's coming up. There's so many talented girls around me that I think we can have great, great success in our teams. I'm super excited, looking forward to softball, especially playing with Alexis Obermeyer, who's a phenomenal pitcher. That's going to be really fun, and we're going to have a really great season.
Well, I tell you what, Addie, it's so much fun getting a chance to talk to you. You know, most people probably don't know that you and I were trying to figure it out. You were in probably junior high when you first started coming to Fusion, you and Maddie and some of the other girls as well. But so I feel like I've been able to kind of watch you grow in your career. And I tell you what, it's been a pleasure to be able to do that. So thank you. I've always enjoyed talking to you, and I appreciate you joining us here today. And I know Mount Mercy's getting a great one. So best of luck.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
Addie Hooker again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, she is headed to Mount Mercy to continue her nursing career as well as her volleyball career.